In Westport, Connecticut, a wealthy New York suburb, houses are being torn down at a rate of more than one a week. Teardowns happen in many of America's older neighborhoods where land values are high and old lots can support bigger houses. But when a 200-year-old farmhouse in Westport made the demolition list recently, some people said enough. Allison Freeland has the story.
Celebrities like Paul Newman, Don Imus, and Martha Stewart have homes in Westport. Residents enjoy town beaches and the one-hour commute to New York City. Its roads are lined with mature trees and old stone walls, and it's full of what realtors call historic New England charm.
Westport has a style and a character that is rather special.
Gavin Anderson is a longtime Westport resident and self-appointed historian. He believes town people have been entrusted with the town's history.
If we allow the antiquity that is part of the culture of this society to be destroyed or deteriorate and disappear, then we are betraying that inheritance because we will have it no longer to pass on to our successors.
Today, it's hard to find a street in Westport that doesn't have a house coming down or going up. In November, resident Eleanor Dickey learned that the Bradley House was slated for teardown. This small farmhouse was built by a Revolutionary War veteran and is a link to the Westport of 200 years ago. Dickey wrote a letter to the local paper and to all historic homeowners in town. Soon she had a coalition of 500 residents trying to save the Bradley House.
The emotion is definitely anger. It's people who've been sitting around watching their neighborhoods get destroyed and then suddenly realizing maybe the tide has turned, maybe this time we can stop them.
Dickey solicited funds to buy back the historic property from the developers who bought it. Townspeople contributed, and Martha Stewart donated money from jail. The developers turned down the offer. Dickey discovered a little-used environmental protection statute and has managed to stall the teardown in court for another few weeks. One longtime Westport builder, Rick Benson, points out that property owners have rights, including the right to build houses for a new generation of homebuyers.
The baby boom generation that's now buying essentially trophy houses in suburbia, because of our proximity to New York, they have big incomes, big egos, and they want big houses.
Benson adds that most Westport homes slated for demolition have little historic or architectural value. Dave Matlow is a photographer who chronicles all Westport teardowns on a local website. There are already 50 this year. He says he's becoming known around town.
Someone said to me, the fellow who writes the obituaries in the New York Times, when he knocks on your door, you know it's close to the end. And I think when my black car stops on a street and I come out with my camera, it's associated with that.
Matlow says he photographs doomed houses so people will remember what Westport used to look like. Nevertheless, property values continue to rise, and a developer recently applied to tear down a $6 million home to build a more modern structure. For now, the tiny Bradley House, sitting on 2.7 acres, represents a prime teardown opportunity. In towns like Westport, future home buyers may have to visit historical societies and museums to find that old New England charm. For NPR News, I'm Allison Freeland in Westport, Connecticut.